Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Robert Hayes was in our studio 2-3 years ago, and what a nice man.
That is one of the That is one of the underrated gags from that movie. Yeah. Altogether.
What a nice man.
Here's a guy.
I saw that 26-year-old dude.
His name is a phone number, apparently. Mm-hmm. He's one of Elon Musk's kids. Watching older movies, my favorite older movies with my kids. Daughter and boyfriend, like Kingpin.
Oh, that's a different email.
Son-in-law, Porky's, and Animal House. Taking them back to their dorm room and showing it to their friends. They love them.
Also, a guy emailed and said he's 26. His favorite movie of all time is Young Frankenstein.
I think that might have been time, I think that might have been a girl.
Was it a girl?
Yes.
I didn't read the article.
Ashley.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley.
I'm trying to talk my kids into watching Wayne's World.
Perfect.
They're like, why do we need to watch that? I'm like, because you have to.
You have to. Yeah. Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Second best SNL movie of all time.
No, it's the best.
Better than Blues Brothers.
It beats Blues Brothers.
I thought you were talking about Wayne's World 2.
It's better than Blues Brothers.
No, it's not better than Blues Brothers.
It's funnier. It's definitely funnier than Blues Brothers. For me, it is, I think. I like Blues Brothers, but I think Wayne's World was... I love that.
Yeah.
I love
Blues Brothers doesn't have cream of some young guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blues Brothers is a classic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
that might be on my list of 10, like if of Josh's list.
But I'd probably have to put Wayne's World over Blues Brothers.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Not saying they're both great.
No.
I'd put Wayne's World over The Godfather.
Yeah. I'm with you. I love Wayne's World, Dave.
Yeah.
I love Wayne's World, but it's number two on SNL movies for me.
And a couple of studies conducted by researchers at the University of Arizona. They found that gun owners are not any happier overall than non-gun owners.
I think they would be.
Gun owners do not sleep any better than non-gun owners.
Oh, because that's the rumor. I sleep better with a gun. Yeah.
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 No, you don't.
Right.
Couldn't you do this survey about anybody's passion? Hobby?
No, because
they claim that it helps them sleep better. Right.
Well, see,
and most hobbies you don't do that.
Right.
Like your stamp collecting, does that help you sleep better?
No, nothing helps me sleep better.
Okay, but these people say that it does.
I'd be up all night worried. Why do I collect stamps?
There is one of my hobbies that helps me sleep better.
Pot,
edibles.
Pot.
Yeah.
Pot.
I like edibles, and they help me sleep better.
Gun owners claim that their firearms make them feel safe, secure, and protected, feelings that are usually associated with happiness.
Well, they're worried.
And they are not any happier.
They're not sleeping because of their small penises. You know? They're worried about that.
Well, or they're not happy because of that.
Right.
The Beatles were wrong.
That's right. That's right. Happiness is a warm gun.
Yeah, well, most of them aren't that warm.
Once you fire them,
freshly
fire them.
I would sleep worse if I had a gun. I'd be worried that I was going to wake up freaking out in the middle of the night and blow my own head off.
Oh, sleep is totally worse, right.
There is apparently one subset.
Well, what you do, Nick, is you go to the balcony and just empty the clip. before you go to bed.
There you go.
I'd have to put the fridge in the backyard.
Put about 15 shots into that fridge.
Yeah.
Then you take the warm gun to bed and you'll sleep.
Now, one subset of gun owners did appear to be happier than non-gun owners. And that is the people that own guns and identify as Democrats were happier on average than those who identified as Republicans or independents. They say it's because liberals and conservatives tend to own guns for different reasons.
I saw a meme. I had to unfriend a guy because I just said I'd had enough about that. He said basically, and this was such a wild generalization, he said, you know, people that want to rob places look for Democrats' house because they won't get shot. You rob a Republican's house, they'll shoot you. I'm thinking, everything about that statement is wrong, and plus, screw you. Basically, you're saying, go rob somebody. It was just like the worst analogy ever. I said,
the tweet I saw floating around was the worst.
You're going in and rob a house
that has a Bernie Sanders sign.
Oh, that's right. It was a correlation. Right.
And then somebody replied, try me.
Right, exactly. Right.
So apparently,
it was that analogy, but right. I read it a little differently. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's not that cut and dry.
Right, just shut up.
I hate the memes too, where people just think that that's the absolute. Where they're like, "Oh, case closed."
Yeah.
No, it's a stupid meme.
So, gun owners who identify as more liberal or democratic may be more likely to use guns for a recreational lifestyle as opposed to emphasizing self-defense. You see the different reason for owning a gun there.
Right. Right.
There's previous research that shows Democrats are less likely than Republicans to own a gun for protection and more for a, you know, lifestyle hunting or whatever else.
Got to be scared.
Yeah, right. You do.
Well, I got one for
bear. I shoot the virus, by the way. I've done that.
Good.
I specifically bought a handgun for bears.
Yeah. That'll teach him.
Little fetish thing with Todd.
And they've stayed away. Word in the bear community gets around. that guy's got a big gun.
Yeah.
You stay away from that camp.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were giving the gun to the bear. I thought the guns were for the bears.
That's right.
Gotta bear with a gun would be terrifying.
No. Yeah. The bullets for the bear.
And the fridge.
That was a different gun.
Shoot one fridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're labeled for your entire life.
Shoot one fridge, don't tell anybody for 10 years, then tell people, and now you shoot them all the time.
Right. If I had shot the fridge with the bear gun, the fridge would be out of commission now.
So with your floor, right?
Through
the floor, right? Yeah.
It ripped a big old hole in it.
In an article at The Conversation, Matt Johnson says that in his book, Great Myths of Intimate Relationships, Dating, Sex, and Marriage, he claims that it is not opposite types of people that are attracted to one another. He says it's not opposite people attracting.
I've always thought that was crap.
So did I.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this guy says. But these people who are similar.
Little differences, but I think it's similar. Yeah.
But we are more attracted to people who are similar, not opposite, to ourselves. He says that since the 50s, social scientists have conducted over 240 studies to determine whether similarity in terms of attitudes, personality traits, outside interests, values, and other characteristics leads to attraction. Psychologists examined the combined results of these studies. They found an association between being similar to and being interested in the other person. There is no research evidence that differences in personality, interest, education, politics, upbringing, religion, or other traits leads to greater attraction. No evidence to that.
No, I think opposites tend to get sick of each other a little quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And disagree more.
They may tolerate each other for a while,
right.
But it doesn't last.
Well, you never seek out a girl. You know, like, I want somebody who hates everything I do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She'd be perfect.
Yeah. Obviously, you're going to have different tastes in certain things, but you're right. That's stupid.
That's dumb.
Yes, my wife was like, I'm a wacky extrovert. Like, all right, this isn't going to work.
Now,
Luke Bryan. We're not going to hang out. We're not going to date.
So, but this myth still exists.
Of course it does. Track.
The question is why?
Paula Abdul.
That's why.
Yeah, she perpetuated it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the late 80s. Just came out earlier.
The question is why, and so Matt says that contrasts tend to stand out, even if the partners in a couple match on a lot of characteristics. Even if they match, they're going to end up arguing about the ways in which they are different. There's evidence that small differences between spouses can become larger over time.
And that's, not even big differences.
But yeah. they're going to think that's cute at first.
And partners can move into roles that are complementary over time. So you kind of shift what you do a little bit as well. If one member of a couple is slightly more humorous than the other, the couple may settle into a pattern where the slightly more funny spouse claims the role of the funny one and the less funny spouse slips into the role of the serious one. And, you know, at first they say, hey, one of them wasn't that much more funny, but over a period of time, that's the roles that they have taken.
Oh, no, we're funnier than our spouses.
Well, but still, that's not the point here.
By far.
They become great straight men.
Yep.
They say that people's attraction.
Don't laugh at anything we say, but it's a tougher laugh. And when you get one to laugh, when Becky laughs at something I do, first of all, it's amazing anymore.
Yeah, that's
it. And it's really, I'm thinking, yes.
That's an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wear it as a badge of honor.
They say that partners grow more complementary over time. They may begin as quite alike, but they find ways to differentiate themselves by degree later on. People's attraction to differences vastly outweighed by our attraction to similarities.
Now, I'm making a little joke about the music situation and maybe but because obviously there's smaller things. But the bigger ones you mentioned, you went through real quick, politics, religion, those things. I mean, if you are complete opposites there, I don't even know how you even stand in the same room together,
right?
Let alone live together.
Yeah, for years and years.
Years.
Yeah. There are core issues you have to agree on.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to get along.
Yeah. None.
I'll take a call.
There are people like that. The politic one always freaked me out, but the religion one, I don't know how you do that. One is a hardcore, a believer,
Curious to know if we've got a drunk and a teetotaler couple out there.
Well, yeah, we probably do.
If one of them turned into a drunk while they were together, I imagine it's a chance that the other one, and this could go both ways, but there's a chance that the other one also went the other way while they were together, we all know that if someone is a real drunk, eventually it becomes a problem.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody has to drive.
Well, and also you got to realize that one person might drink more and the other one's not necessarily a teetotaler. What if the one had a problem and they quit, but the guy that didn't have the problem or the person that didn't have a problem didn't quit?
Well, the question is, does someone have a problem?
Yeah, we don't.
Do either one of them have a real drinking problem?
A real problem, yeah.
And then it's a problem. Now, I'm glad Nick reminded me of this.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'd forgotten to do this story.
He's looking at you like I don't want to remind you of
that. Well, I never hear that.
I'd forgotten to do this story.
Yeah.
It's a great one. An unnamed NFL player said that he was sexually harassed and assaulted by a female passenger on a United Airlines flight. It happened during a late-night plane ride in February from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey, according to a lawsuit. The suit alleges that the woman made unwanted advances towards him and inappropriately touched him during the flight. The player, John Doe 1, and another man identified as John Doe 2, say that the woman boarded the flight after a majority of the passengers were already seated. She appeared to be disheveled and unbalanced. The woman was in the window seat in the same row as these two men, John Doe 2.
Just the way I like them.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
Disheveled, unbalanced.
She likes the party.
Yeah.
John Doe 2 helped the woman put her bag in the overhead bin, and as the woman took her seat, she allegedly began harassing John Doe 1.
Now, what kind of harassment?
who was in the middle seat and wearing a face mask.
Got it. Oh.
She began hitting his arm and elbowing him. She told him that he was frightening, ordering him to move to the front and use the air in the front of the plane because he was sick. He was wearing a mask.
Oh, so she's not sick. She's just nuts.
He told her that he's not sick and he's just being proactive.
Right.
The men saw the woman taking prescription pills and thought she was intoxicated and under the influence of drugs. The woman then groped John Doe 1's knees and thighs. And so, fearful of the perception of being a male victim and the racial stigma of being a young African-American male, John Doe 1 pleaded for the assailant to stop and removed her hand.
He's in a different situation. You're right. Because if he comes out and says something, he's a black male. She's probably a drunk white chick, right?
I don't have that information.
Well, you said racial, so I'm sure she was a black white chick. I mean, a drunk white.
No, I said he has the racial stigma of being a young African American male.
I know that,
but we're guessing this is a drunk white chick,
right?
John Doe 2, who was in the aisle seat, complained twice to a flight attendant, but the attendant did not do anything. After John Doe 1 asked a second flight attendant for help, the woman was given a verbal warning, but she kept on. The lawsuit accuses her of stroking her hand across John Doe 1's lap toward his inner thigh, caressing his chest and face. At one point, she grabbed his penis and ripped his face mask off.
I've never been with a black man.
That stuck to the table.
Thank you.
I'm just
John Doe 1 jumped up from his seat and went to find a flight attendant. The woman then moved to the middle seat and started grabbing John Doe 2, his leg and groin area.
I am them.
She was eventually moved but had to be put in a row with no passengers because she was still being disruptive. The men filed the lawsuit seeking damages after United refused to give them the identities of the woman and the flight attendants. An attorney for the men said, "Those with a duty to others should be held accountable for their failures to uphold their responsibilities. Those who report assaults should not be ignored, but believed. Their claims investigated, and appropriate action taken where warranted."
Ken thinks it's that Packer fan chick.
I grabbed his crotch.
Yeah, so she's not hot.
No, she's not.
Probably not.
She's not
if she was hot,
hot,
it'd be like, oh, all right.
Grab my penis in my face mask. I don't care.
But I can see how he'd feel pressured to not really be afraid to say his name. But she just sounds horrible. She sounded horrible.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. First of all, she came out and hammered him for wearing a mask. Obviously, it's recently, right?
Yeah.
And then she's, you don't want her grabbing.
She didn't want him to breathe her air.
Yeah. Right, right.
Right. She sounds completely repulsive.
Yeah, she does.
When you don't want to sit next to somebody who talks on a plane.
No.
Let alone caressing your thigh and grabbing your junk. Sorry, Nick. I said I was sorry.
I wasn't in the flight either, by the way. Josh Wolf and Dr. Mina joined us today. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Here's Josh's information. Weird Times, YouTube streaming live Saturday night, 9 o'clock. JoshWolf.Eventbrite. That's BRITE.com. And it's $10 a household.
Brad Williams tomorrow. Wear a face mask.
And
see you tomorrow.
Don't eat briquettes. And turn around, don't drown.
And stop, drop, and roll.
Thunder roars, go indoors.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.